This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Yuva Shakti is leading the nation-building effort with innovative ideas, energy and a strong sense of purpose. Mr. Modi said this while addressing the concluding session of Viksit Bharat Young Leaders' Dialogue in New Delhi last evening on the occasion of National Youth Day, marking the birth anniversary of great spiritual leader Swami Vivekanand. The Prime Minister said the Young Leaders' Dialogue is a historic and unique initiative that provided direct participation of youth in the country's development.
Viksit Bharat Young Leaders' Dialogue, ek aisa platform जहां देश के विकास की दिशा तय करने में युवाओं की सीधी भागीदारी होती है 50 लाख से अधिक नौजवानों की रजिस्ट्री 30 लाख से अधिक युवाओं का विकसित भारत चैलेंज में हिस्सा लेना देश के विकास के लिए अपने विचार शेयर करना इतने बड़े स्केल पर युवा शक्ति का एंगेज होना अपने आप में अभूतपूर्व है
India and Germany deepened their strategic partnership following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz in Gandhinagar yesterday. Following the meeting between the two leaders, India and Germany exchanged 19 key memoranda of understanding and made 8 major announcements across defense, trade, technology, clean energy and mobility. German Chancellor arrived in Ahmedabad yesterday on a 2-day visit to India. Addressing a joint press conference with Chancellor Merz after the meeting, PM Modi said both nations signed a joint declaration to strengthen defence industrial cooperation roadmap, focusing on co-development and co-production of military hardware. US Ambassador to India Sergio Gore has said that India and US are actively engaged for the ongoing trade deal negotiations. He also announced that the next round on trade talk is scheduled to be held today. Mr. Gore was speaking after assuming charge as the U.S. ambassador to India in New Delhi yesterday. He asserted that no partner is more essential than India. The center has deployed a national joint outbreak response team to assist the state for effective containment after 2 suspected cases of Nipah virus were identified in West Bengal. These suspected cases were identified on Sunday at the Virus Research and Diagnostic Laboratory of Indian Council of Medical Research in AIIMS Kalyani. Meanwhile, the West Bengal government has implemented comprehensive precautionary measures to contain the spread of the Nipah virus. Chief Secretary Nandini Chakraborty convened an emergency meeting at Nabanna with Health Secretary Narayan Swarup Nigam and other senior officials to review the situation. India will host the 28th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth in New Delhi from tomorrow. The 3-day conference, which will continue till 16th of January, will bring together speakers and presiding officers from over 60 Commonwealth countries and semi-autonomous parliaments. The aim of this conference is to promote knowledge and understanding of parliamentary democracy in its various forms and to develop parliamentary institutions. The government has debunked a message circulating in social media platform claiming that the government is offering free laptops under the Students' Laptop Scheme 2026. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau has informed that the claim is fake and a part of scam. The unit added that no such scheme has been announced by the government. PIB also urged citizens to not fall for such scheme and advised to check news only through official government sources. Festival of Harvest Lohri is being celebrated today. It is mainly celebrated in Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh and the surrounding regions. This festival is associated with the joy of ripened crops and the sun's northward journey. President Draupadi Murmu has wished the citizens on Lohri. In her message, the president said these festivals symbolize the country's rich agricultural traditions and reflect its spirit of national unity. In Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated UP Warriors by 9 wickets in Navi Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 144 runs, Royal Challengers Bengaluru overhauled the score, posting 145 runs for the loss of 1 wicket in 12.1 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.